With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Israel has escalated its campaign against Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps by using loitering drones to target troops, checkpoints, and command centers across Tehran. Correspondent Bob Agnew fills us in.
The drone attacks aim to dismantle the regime's street-level control. The strikes, part of a wider effort to degrade Iran's military and intelligence infrastructure without a ground invasion, are testing whether air power alone can achieve regime collapse amid widespread public discontent. Bob Agnew reporting.
Iran's leadership is destabilized, with most top commanders killed and the new supreme leader reportedly incapacitated. One of the Democrat Party's oldest members of Congress has no plans to retire. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
85-year-old South Carolina Representative Jim Clyburn has announced he will run for an 18th House term this November. His decision goes against calls for generational change within the party, and he's one of several veteran Democrats running again instead of stepping aside for younger politicians. Clyburn is pledging a very vigorous campaign. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Pakistan's president says Afghanistan's Taliban government has crossed a red line with drone attacks that wounded several people over the weekend. He said yesterday the administration in Kabul had brought, quote, grave consequences upon itself. The strongly worded statement signals a sharp escalation in tensions between Islamabad and Kabul as fighting along their border enters a third week despite diplomatic efforts by China. A Russian missile and drone strike has hit the Kiev region in Ukraine and killed at least four people. The regional administration head says 15 others were wounded. The attack hit four districts and damaged homes, schools, and businesses. This is SRN News. According to a bevy of studies, marriage and family are in decline in this country. 60 years ago, about 72% of adults were married, and over 90% would go on to marry. Today, 46% of adults are unmarried, and half of these people aren't even interested in dating. Population forecasters project about 25% of millennials and 33% of Generation Z will never marry. Polls also reveal about 29% of American adults live alone, making that arrangement the most common household type in the country. The communist government in Beijing persecutes Christians within its borders, but it doesn't stop there. Now the Congressional Executive Committee on China is urging Congress and the president to do something about China's campaigns against Chinese Christians living here in the U.S. The committee says China uses verbal and online harassment to silence believers in this country, and sometimes even resorts to physical intimidation by communist agents. This is SRN News. Taxes are a big difference between many red states and blue states.
Many red states are cutting taxes this year, while Democratic state legislators in many blue states are proposing major income tax rate increases. The Committee to Unleash Prosperity lists five states with proposed income tax hikes. They are Michigan from 4.25% to 9.25%, New York from 13.5% to 15.5%, Rhode Island from 5.99% to 8.99%, Virginia from 5.75% to 10%, and Washington from 0 to 9.9%. Keith Peters, Washington.
Today is Sunday, March the 15th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Judd Hirsch, who is 91 years old. Singer Mike Love of the Beach Boys is 85. Musician Ry Cooter is 79. This is SRN News.